This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, welcome back. The Aftermess Podcast. We're going to be talking about getting butt hurt.
And it's not anal.
Wow, guys.
We're so mature.
Hey, so shout out to whoever. Do we know who sent us this game called Butthurt?
The company.
It's just called Butthurt.
They here.
Big shout out to Butthurt. They send us a game here. It's like a card game. And yeah. We will let you know we're going to remix this because, okay, sent to the Morning Mess from Butthurt. Yeah. It's a card game. And Carla, me and Carla were trying to get through the instructions, but we don't think it's going to translate for audio on a podcast. So we're going to remix it a little bit.
Also, I have no idea how to play the game. I'll just admit it.
Right. So what we did is there are blue cards and red cards.
Yes.
All right. They each have questions on them. And Carla, from what you read and understand more so, one is a good and one is a bad.
Yeah, the red cards are bad stuff. Like who is the most
likely to cheat on their person.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
And then the blue one is like, who's the funniest?
Yeah.
The Aftermess.
So we each picked a blue card and a red card.
Okay.
And we'll get to know each other. And then everyone, the Morning Messengers, listen to the podcast right now, you know.
Answer the questions as well.
Absolutely. And we're going to start with Carla, since you understand the game the best.
Actually, in the rules of this butthurt game, we start with the oldest person in the room.
Anish, you're up.
Oh, Joey.
Oh,
that's
damn it.
So sweet.
So do I start with blue or red? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
All right, let's start with red. Who is most likely to be a follower? Who is most likely
not a leader?
Not a leader, but a follower.
Ooh.
So on the count of three, should we say the person's name?
Oh my God!
We're gonna play our own roles, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Carla!
I feel bad already.
I don't know.
That's why this game is called Butthurt. All right, let's start with Anish. Anish said my name, Joey.
Yes.
Why?
Because I really don't know. I don't know. You like to follow trends, and, you know, you were just showing me your Air Maxes, and I was like, wow, so in, so chic.
I don't know if those are in. I don't know if those are in. That's what I was asking you, because I feel like maybe you're more into trends than me. That way, I like, are these cool?
What are you saying about me, bitch?
No, that you know the trend.
Belt. My belt, what?
It's so
brings
cute.
All the boys to the yard. Me and Gina both said Carla.
Yes.
Why did you say Carla, Gina?
One, you're definitely big on trends. And two, just like process of elimination if we're going through it. Anish, I don't think you follow the crowd at all. I think like part of your thing is making your own way, especially because of just your platform. I know that we're being a little silly right now, but to get serious with you, like you are representing an entire community of people that don't get represented on this platform.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's not what a follower does. You're trying to stand out. You're trying to make waves. Joey, you're pretty hard-headed, so yeah. I don't know if someone could convince you to follow if you don't want to. I'm the girl who bought Birkenstocks that look like Birkenstocks that aren't really Birkenstocks. I had no the fuck. I didn't know what a fucking Birkenstock was.
Right.
I just don't know anything about trends. I don't follow jack shit. Like, I don't even know what's going on. So I guess process of elimination, Carla?
Yeah, I believe me and Gina are both stubborn as fuck, so I didn't pick Anish for the same reason. I don't see you as a follower. You're more of a leader. Exactly, almost to a T with Gina. Me and Gina are pretty much the same process of elimination.
Yeah.
You have a lot of leadership that you're doing through this radio, because I know you through radio. I didn't know you before radio. Does that make sense?
Yes, right.
So all I know is like, damn, Anish is really putting himself out there, and I've seen the whole process of you having to put yourself out there.
Wow.
So it was a process of elimination of Carla. Carla, wait, what did Carla say? I didn't even hear you.
I said me, but only because, only because, so I thought about it more in terms of like our job and like whatever it is that you guys say, like goes. Like you guys can all say, let's have a whole show where we talk about purple streamers. And I'll be like, I fucking hate purple streamers. But if you guys all think it's a good idea, like I'm going to follow what you're saying because like I trust you guys wholeheartedly.
Right.
Like I really do. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Perfect. I like this game already. Do I go with the next one or the other person reads a red or do I go with my blue next?
Let's go with a nice blue one.
All right. Okay. So let's just do both. I'll do my blue one then. Okay.
Okay.
Who is the most adventurous in bed? Oh, wow. That seems like a red one. Who is the most adventurous in bed?
That's a good thing, I guess.
I guess that's a great thing, right? All right. Think about it.
Damn, that's hard.
That is tough.
It's hard.
I've eliminated. It's
stupid.
Hard. All right. I'm eliminated one person.
I know.
The most adventurous.
I'm torn between two.
So was he.
Oh my God.
Hello. All right, the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Gina. Mia.
Wait, who'd you say, Gina?
I said you.
I said me, and then you both said Gina.
I said you.
Oh, yes. Thanks, guys.
And my thing was either me or Gina.
It was a niche or you for me is what I was torn because you've told us some things. I know that you, at a point where you're in your life right now, you like to have an emotional connection to somebody, but I don't think that means you're not adventurous and willing to try new things, but that's just what you've told us. Mm-hmm. Now, you've told us some stories before. I mean, not that things aren't fun with you and Amber now, but I just think back to this bottle girl you told us, and I was like,
I didn't even think of her,
that girl's crazy, and I was for Joey.
Yes. I've done a lot of things. Yeah. So, and then I know mostly what you guys have done in bed per this podcast.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Bryce and Gina, very adventurous.
The nipple clamps is
the
what
nipple clamp is what
you.
I thought of first.
Yeah, yes. I forgot about that.
Yes. The first thing I was like, oh, nipple clamps. All right, Gina.
Okay.
And then I thought of Anish and Carla said they wouldn't try certain things. So I just went with Gina.
Oh, I always say how vanilla my sex life is.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. You talk about that often.
So. I mean, I have good sex, okay? Right. Don't fucking get me wrong. I'm just not like...
You're having more than me, girl, so work
I can't
it
wait
out.
To tell Bryce. He's going to be like, yeah, right. Because you think my husband's much more adventurous than I am.
Right.
I don't do things for him because he's my husband.
Right.
But, like,
but that's adventurous. You did it for his...
Right.
I think it's really respectful.
Absolutely. But, he wants to go all out. My baby, no.
I love it.
Sorry, Bryce.
I just always felt like, and I don't know if I... I'll just look at you while I admit this.
Okay.
But I've always felt like you were like a secret freak and that you didn't tell us about it at all. I always felt that way. And I was like, I bet she's like real freaky. Not in a bad way, because there's nothing wrong with being freaky.
Okay.
Not at all.
But like you're just like playing it, like downplaying it.
Yeah, like a dominatrix.
Oh my God, I can totally fucking see it.
I could see it.
Me too.
I could see it. Like, I mean, kudos either way if you like
absolutely.
It or if you don't.
I
like,
wish
we
could bring Bryce on. Because, like, sometimes I tell him about the stuff we talk about, he gets a little embarrassed. So I'm like,
really?
I don't know how much we can say, but, like, I promise he's a Scorpio. He is the leader of that charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, still. All right. Okay.
But I'm his wife, so I'm guilty by association.
Adventurous.
You married him.
All right, who's next? Who's the next oldest here?
Well, I guess I'm last. Oh my God.
I think it's Anish, right?
Oh my God, fuck it. Okay, which one should I go first?
The red one first.
Red one first? Okay. Ooh.
Oh God. Oh God.
Kind of nerve wracking.
The question is, wait, is this the right one? Okay. Who is the most judgmental?
Oh.
Judgmental. Oh, God. That's a tough one. I feel like we all have our days. Let's see. All right.
And about what? You know? Because some of us might care a lot more about this, but not a lot about
that. That's tough.
Right,
all right.
Damn it.
That's tough.
I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
I know. It's really tough for me.
That's a tough one. That's a good one.
Fuck.
That's tough one. Let's just go whatever comes to mind. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Anish.
Did we all say different people?
Did we?
We said the same, me and Carla.
We said you.
I was going to say me.
Yeah.
And then I think I was just basing it off today, Carla's conversation about certain girls and stuff like that.
Oh.
What conversation? Oh, fuck. I don't even remember.
About certain girls that certain people are dating or...
Maybe their appearance.
Oh, that is true.
I feel like Carla.
I didn't think about that.
She's very honest of what she thinks of people,
right.
And it's judgmental. But sometimes it's not a bad thing. I'm basing it off today.
I don't think being a judgmental person is a bad thing.
Right.
Like to me, it can go really far. it can go into a place where it's just like, ew. But to me, and I could be wrong about this, but to me, being judgmental is almost like you have like standards or like you have like preferences of
that
some
part.
Kind.
Okay.
I agree with the I'm a very judgmental person because I'm really, I want to live my life that I want you to walk away knowing what I think about you.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I judge people automatically whether I'm going to fuck with you or not. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where I stand with everything.
Okay. And that's fair. Because I voted for myself and I wasn't joking about it. I don't know if this like translates on the show or just like in general with you guys because it's a different setting, but I'm very particular about the people I hang out with.
Right. You made that
I am
done, yeah.
incredibly yeah. particular about it. I am very quick because I have a lot of friends, or I don't know what we are at this point, but who will try and introduce new people into our group, and I 90% of the time I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
You're judging.
Who is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Why?
Interesting.
And it can be the most like minuscule, minute things, but you guys got the chance to like meet my dad. Mm-hmm. You got like a very brief encounter with him, but like he was very keen on that too. He was very particular. I will never forget. I had all of my friends over to my parents' house in college because he was by himself at the time. And so like I was like, why don't you cook for us? Because he loves to cook. Mm-hmm. And he cooked this big meal for all of us. And he pulled me aside and he was just like, I don't want you hanging out with any of these people ever again.
Really?
All of them are trash.
I love it.
And if you don't end it, you're going to not talk to them. And lo and behold, like within 2 years, we all just kind of like disconnected.
Yeah. Yeah. I have had that conversation with my son already.
Yeah.
There's a couple guys I don't want him hanging out. I don't want you hanging out with that guy or that guy. I already see this.
God, it's so hard now being on the parent side of that because as a kid, my mom was that person and she would tell me this person's not shit. Like they're just like a little bitch. You shouldn't hang out with them. And I never listened to her at all.
Same.
And I don't think it was so much that I didn't see it. Because, I mean, I have a pretty good read on people, but sometimes I just don't act on it. I'm like, yeah, you might be a piece of shit, but at least I know that. So if I'm going to be around you, like I'm aware of it, I guess. But I wish I would have listened more because there's definitely, even now, there's some people that I'm like,
See, here's the thing. When I think about that, and here's why I actually don't think that I am the most judgmental. Like, I know that I talk my shit, but, like, when it comes to things like, I don't know, like, how many people you sleep with or, like, how you dress or things like that, I really don't give a fuck about. But when I think about, like, who not to hang out with, I think back to a girl that I used to talk to a lot. And we were really close friends. We're not anymore. She turned into a piece of shit, but whatever.
Not judging.
Not judging. Hey, no. She fell into drugs, okay? So, like, I'm not gonna... Sorry, that's just facts. Sometimes not judgment, sometimes it's just facts. But, And we used to hang out a lot, and my mom would never, like, let me spend the night at her house. Mm-hmm. And we were really young, and I never understood why, but, like, I remember one time she was like, how come I can spend the night at your house, but you can never spend the night at my house? And I always think back to how we're, like, we're kids at the time. Like, she was just a product of her environment. She didn't fucking know that she, like, was living differently or acting differently, you know, like she really didn't know.
Okay.
So from a kid standpoint, like when we're little, I'm like a little more, I don't know.
Judgy?
No, like.
Not judgy?
Empathetic about the kids. But once you get older, like college level, then it's like, you should know.
Yeah.
You should fucking know.
Hi, what's the blue card?
Okay. The question is, who is the most inspirational?
Ooh, man. Got it? It was just a silent.
Yeah.
We're all thinking. I forget. It's a podcast. We should probably talk. I was like,
We don't have video for our podcast
yet. Yeah, right?
This will be a great game for when we do the live.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Right.
Because that's this Friday. Or Monday. No, it's this Monday.
Monday.
We go today.
Okay.
Pending.
All right.
Okay.
Ready? Here we go.
Okay. Bye.
3, 2, 1.
Anish.
What?
Did we all say Anish?
No,
stop,
I said Joey.
Don't make me cry. Oh. Don't make me cry. Okay, go ahead.
So we got
Anish.
I said Anish.
I said Gina.
You said Gina.
I said Joey.
Joey. Okay. Aww. Let's make Anish cry.
Nope. That's not going to happen because now I've prepared myself. Nope.
No, I mean, I've only known Anish on this on the radio. So when we saw Anish in his audition, we had a meeting about like, oh, my God, this guy, his whole life is going to change and he's going to really have to put his life out there. And just the stance that you put, the whole LGBTQ LMNOP community and just going to his events like this past Friday at Posh. Mm-hmm. I was just sitting there having a drink and I was telling Melissa, who owns the Lola. I was like, I'm so proud of Anish. Look at him.
Oh, no.
Like, look at this guy.
Mm-mm.
And it's awesome how the drag queens, they all acknowledge and love Anish because he doesn't realize what he's doing for the community. And so it's like a big circle of people, whether it's heterosexual and his friends and these drag queens, and they're just like applauding him from afar. Because I think they know he doesn't want it up close.
Okay.
You know? I'm going to step in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to step in. So, yes, all the things that you do for your own community is crazy, and to put yourself out there, because you are one of the pioneers in our industry in morning radio to do that, which I think is really cool. There's really not a lot of out, openly gay, flamboyant, wonderful people who are representing. I have had people come up to me at my events and tell me how you've changed their perspective on homosexuals, how they grew up with a homophobic dad or a mom. And that is crazy to me. It's like what you're doing with your platform is huge, but also the amount of hate that you got to take, not just from homophobics, but within your own fucking community, which we've seen.
That is, you had to educate us on that.
Like, some people are like, he doesn't talk for all gays. We're not like that. We're not flamboyant. We're not this. We're not that. And you're not fucking claiming to be the voice of everybody. You're just a small representation, but you have to take the heat, not just from people outside your community, but inside your community, which has to feel like a whole different level of emotion, because these are people that are literally on the same team as you that are fighting against you, but also unrelated to where your stance is sexually. I love watching you handle people's emotions. I am not an emotional person. I am not someone that's going to be like, this person's having a bad day, let's go talk to him. You are, and I fucking take notes, because it's a very important skill to have in life. It's not something that you should downplay. Yeah. So I love watching you communicate with people. You're very, very good at it. Like, your public speaking, your ability to connect with someone, I love it.
Thank you. Can we move on?
Yeah, we can. I'm done.
Okay.
Anish.
Well, I said Gina because to me, I mean, my gosh, you guys all like talked for like such a long time. It's very to the point. You're such a hardworking, like, you are so dedicated. And there's a difference between working hard and like doing a good job. And I think you do both of those things very well.
Thank you.
And it's a testament to, like, girl, you are the breadwinner of a family and you are currently pregnant. And like, I forget about that shit
all the time.
Wait,
Gina's fucking pregnant?
All the time.
Baby's kicking me my bladder today.
Like,
rude.
Oh my God. I don't even think that anything else needs to be said. Just like, let that marinate, because our schedules, like, I am a single person. I live by myself. I have no dependents. I have no responsibilities except for me, myself, and I. And bitch, this job is tiring to me. I love it. Right. Don't get me wrong. I love it. Nobody's taking this from me. Not without me like kicking and screaming. Mm-hmm. But preach. I'll be damned. Like, I genuinely do not know how you do this. Thanks. Oh my God. And you do more than us, girl. You have a whole other show that you do every fucking day. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Yeah.
But you do all of it. Every day.
Can I get a gay man?
Gay man. Jesus.
Aww.
Gina with a J and Jesus started with a J too.
Ooh.
Coincidence?
He's only saying that because his name starts with a J.
Oh, that's right. Joey with a J.
Which brings us to Joey. I said you just because, I mean, you've been doing radio for so goddamn long and, like, you're good at it. You're funny. You know how to handle situations that, like, even though I might not see it that way, like, you know why you're saying or doing what it is that you're doing. And I can only hope that I can have a career that's, like, lasts as long as yours has and has such an impact on the community as yours has, because, like, Joey Boy is basically a household name, like, not to toot your horn here, but you know, like you said, Joey Boy, and I mean, for crying out loud, you're able to sell shirts with all the shit you say.
Yeah.
That, like, people, like, there's little kids making videos of, like, copying staycation setups and saying you gotta risk it for the biscuit. Like, that type of shit is so cool to me. So I'm like, okay, there it is. Point for Joey.
And I like how Carla's getting called Little Joey Boy now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, Joey Jr.
Joey Jr., that's what it is.
Joeyna.
Drag name? Joeyna?
No.
What's your mama want to call you? Jobina. I'm psyched.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so cool. I'm sorry anyone named Jobina. That's a horrible name. If I were a girl, I was going to be Jobina. That's crazy.
They'd call you Bean. They'd be like, flick your bean.
Oh, my God. And real quick, Because, like, Carla, one thing for sure with you two, I think, just have to throw it out there. You stepped into this real quickly. Ugh. You adjusted to this very, very quickly. And, like...
Define adjusted, because I cry all of the time.
But, like, you are a very talented young woman. You have a great sense of humor, a great sense for comedy. You picked up on all this. I have to say that one more time, because this is not an easy thing to do. And it clearly speaks, because, like, I get a lot of people that will talk to me about you. You in particular, your contributions to the show, your crazy antics, your not so crazy antics. Like, I get the full spectrum of people. Like, it's one thing I've learned with this job is, like, it's very easy to, like, have this platform and to be forgettable. It's mm-hmm. not very easy to do it and to be memorable. So it's something to be said for somebody who's already made, because, like, what I forget all the time, we haven't even been doing this together as a foursome for a year.
No.
I love the transition of watching you guys is being like the big brother dad of the show, of the hate from the beginning, and all those haters eventually are like,
yo, oh. Mine are not gone, okay?
No, there's a couple. Oh, no, there's a couple that've come up to me and told me straight up, like a niece, like, I couldn't not fucking stand Carla. Like, she grew on me, now I love her. So I love to see that transition. It's such an awesome feeling when you turn a hater into mm-hmm. like a big fan of yeah. you guys individually.
And your ability awesome. To even handle yeah. that too.
Yeah,
that's another.
It was
thing
hard at first.
Because I don't go off on you when you're on Instagram. But I will yeah. say one thing: if you and I'm just gonna put it out there. If you go to the post of does it count if you're drunk, and you read the comments, because those were all really fucked up.
Yeah, they were.
I want you to read those, and if you're one of the people that commented that, read it. And I want you to think about how you would feel if someone was saying that about your daughter or about you, or how can you just sit there and like. Be so goddamn mean to someone. That just makes no sense to me. But, I mean, it is what it
was
is.
Was I here for that?
Or
was
no,
I
gonna...
no,
you were.
No, was like, the I never... day you were out.
I was yeah. out that day? Okay, yeah. I gotta go read yeah. those.
You missed a breakdown. But...
No, it was fucked up. Yeah, I don't disagree yeah. with you at all. I support that 1,000%.
Think about it that way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 1,000%. Well, sometimes when you see celebrities, these posts, and people go in on them, on their kids, and they're just yeah. trolls, the definition of a troll, mm-hmm. just to get a reaction, stuff like that. Well, I'm glad you handled that.
Well, even celebrities, like, I've seen them delete posts and turn off comments and shit. Like, you think mm-hmm. they were not going to read that? Like, they read that.
Yeah.
In their bed at night. Okay, anyway.
You're okay, Carly. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, Gina with a J, you up next.
All right. Start with the red card.
Yes.
Who is the most jealous person?
Easy peasy. Oh, wait. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Can we start with the blue card?
Nope.
All right.
Starting red.
One, two, three.
Anish. I almost said Anish. Oh my God, I'm so glad I didn't.
You bitches.
I would have felt so bad.
What the fuck is that?
Oh my gosh.
Just fine. From stories that we've talked, I think Anish is the most jealous.
Read me.
Well.
No, just to getting to know you of how you handle situations with exes or your guys you date, you are very quick to dismiss a boy.
What are you talking about? I would never.
Kind of.
Just because I dismiss somebody for not understanding that they had the most amazing thing in the world and they didn't seize
true.
That opportunity there for themselves. Why don't you go ahead and fucking eat my dust, bitch?
I thought you were going to say butt.
That too.
Well, you should.
Wait, Anish, who would you say?
I didn't say anybody.
I was looking right at Anish.
Ready to let you bitches look?
Wow.
Like the way you look. I don't know.
Did no, we all say Anish?
No, Gina said me.
Carla. Mostly because of your retweets, which I don't know if that's how you feel or if you just think they're funny, but some of your retweets are like very jealous tinged, I guess, on Twitter. Carla's Twitter is crazy.
Oh, my Twitter is out of pocket. Yeah. Like, my
yes,
Twitter is out of pocket. I'm pretty sure the other day I tweeted, to all the boys I've fucked before, I faked all my orgasms that didn't involve you eating me out.
Yo, Carla's Twitter is fucking
your
wild.
Your latest tweet or retweet that I saw, or maybe it was just an actual tweet, something along the lines of like, that's it, never letting anyone in again.
Yep.
It's just me from here on out. It's like, whatever
that
your ex is doing, you're jealous about it.
It's true. I'm yes. jealous that he's handling our breakup so well. Fuck you.
Fuck him. No, fuck you. Fuck him.
This motherfucker's out here at a concert living his life because now he doesn't have to put energy in a girlfriend. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Give
yes.
me my fucking container back.
Yeah.
That Wait, part.
Yes.
All right. Blue card.
Blue card. I have a follow-up question to this, though, because it is, who is the funniest? And I would just like to know, are we going to go on purpose or by accident? Who is the funniest on purpose or who is the funniest on accident?
I don't know. It's kind of like that other question, the judgmental. You could base it on different things. I don't know.
Okay. I'm just going to go with,
just go with
the
your
one
feel.
That's in my heart.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Carly! Oh.
Thanks, guys.
I understand why you that follow. Carla doesn't know how funny she is.
God, you just like, you have like the natural funny ability. Like you just say shit and you don't realize it's funny. And then we just start laughing our ass off and you're like, what? Like,
what do you mean?
Yeah. And yeah, it's hilarious.
I said Joey just because like he'll say stuff like liquor license.
You're like, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Like, here's the thing. I feel like Joey, potential for like a planned stand-up comedy routine because you have timing. You have the foundation, the mechanics of being funny.
Right.
Like, I don't know if that's something that you realize that you have, Carla, so I don't know if you could do stand-up comedy. Like, I just feel like you're just fucking
Carla
off the cuff.
Can definitely do fucking stand-up comedy.
I think you know how funny you are. You just don't know how funny. You know what I mean?
Guilty.
This bitch knows. She plays it up. I said Coey, though. I think it's a tie between
Coey.
You two.
Thank you.
I honestly think it's a tie.
Coey.
We still gotta put our Italian routine together.
Oh
God, here it goes. Go for it, yo.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
They want us to do stand up, they want us to write the jokes. The jokes write themselves.
Do I look like a fucking joke to you? When you look at Joey Bones, you think I'm a fucking joke?
Is a Joey Bones a Carla Capone? People have no idea what we're doing right now.
And then Anish jumps in with his.
What do I do? Oh, Louis. It's a me, Anish. Hello.
Not very mafia, but you know, we'll take it.
Hey, I'm a knockoff video game character, and I'm running with it.
Nice. All right, Carla, we got to work on a routine. All right, Carla, red, blue. Which one we do? Red, right?
Red.
Okay. Oh no.
God.
Oh no.
Oh God.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Who is most annoying?
Oh no.
I got my answer ready.
Shit.
That is really easy, y'all. Don't act up. Yes. That's really easy.
Really? I already have an answer.
I have mine.
But I know. 3, 2, 1.
Anish.
The show.
Wait, what?
Did we all say ourselves? What the fuck?
I said the show.
Oh.
I feel like per day, each of us can be annoying.
Okay.
Like every day, each of us have a fucking day. Like I'm like,
bitch, yes. I'm literally out here yelling like every 5 seconds and screaming and hollering. I am the most
annoying.
There are sometimes. Yeah.
I am the most annoying motherfucker, and it's all like, honey, it's branded, bitch. But I'm here for it. This is me. What the fuck? Annoying Anish.
So wait, you said yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you say?
I said myself.
You say yourself?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said you.
Right.
But I think it's only because, like, sometimes you are so stubborn that I'm just like, bruh. Or sometimes you'll get mad at things and I'm just like, why are you mad?
Right.
But I guess
that's my day just being annoying. Like, certain days, like, damn, Anish yelling or just everybody.
I'm like, wait, okay, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes Anish, she'll be yelling, like, for no fucking reason. And I'm just like, why?
Absolutely.
Why are you
yelling? To
piss you the fuck off. I don't know why. I love it. Maybe it's because I'm a fire sign. I'm like, I'm living for it.
So we're all fucking annoying.
I know the fuck out of Bryce. I know I do.
What?
Sometimes it's on purpose.
See, it's fun.
Sometimes.
I love the feeling of annoying somebody. Yeah. I don't know if that's weird or if that's not.
I do it to my wife all the time. The whole oh my God, Amber, was just me annoying her.
That's true.
It's just me annoying her. But people find that funny.
I think
it's great.
Like, it could be, I can be very, I guess, detail-oriented sometimes, and I know that can fucking get annoying. So I'm like, we got to do this, we got to do this,
Gina's
we got to do this.
That doesn't bother me because you cracked the whip, and I appreciate that.
A lot of
Gina's
people
is
bothers.
The actually. You could say it's 12:42.
Yes.
Actually, it's 12:44.
Yeah.
Remember that one, did y'all know, where you were talking about seahorses and how, like...
And you got the fact wrong,
and
I corrected you.
I got the fact wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, and you were like, actually? And I was like, what? I was like... They carry the babies, okay? So
I'll let you be wrong if you want to be wrong, girl.
Yeah, it's the actually.
No, the recording's at 11:10. Actually, today's at 11:05.
What would you do without me? Actually.
You're the actually queen. Yeah.
You'd be lost without me.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Wait.
You'd be out here late to meetings.
Wait, so do we have a blue?
Facts wrong, did y'all know?
Oh, I have a blue. Okay. Who's the most courageous? I'm not really sure. I'm like sure what that means.
Like,
I know courage, like,
yeah,
God, I feel like,
courage, strength.
I feel like we kind of already went over that.
Yeah, I think we did.
The
inspirational courage.
New card, pick
new
another
card.
One.
New one,
new
one.
Blue card. I don't know where the blue
cards
are.
Blue card right here.
Blue card here.
Any card? Pick any a card. Any card.
Yeah, the most responsible. Okay, well.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Gina. Actually, I'm the second most responsible.
Thanks, guys.
That was easy enough.
Yeah.
Does it need an explanation? It's obvious, yeah. Right? I think it's obvious.
Yeah. That was fun. I said we do this, the live podcast, maybe?
So down. And, bitch, if our feelings weren't hurt already, they gonna be on that live recording. Because I feel it in the room.
Hey, big shout to Butthurt. That's a great game. I guess you can buy this on Amazon.
Yes,
right?
You can buy it on Amazon, and we will let you know that we obviously fibbed the rules a little bit so that we can talk more, because the game does involve, like, numbers, and they're, like, color-coded, and you put, like, a number down. Each person's identified as a number. We know that that can get confusing in audio.
And I feel like there's a winner, because there's a point system, too.
Yes.
Whoever guesses the person, I don't know. Read the damn rules. Big shout to Butthurt. Thank you for that. That was fun. Anish, you like the game?
I absolutely enjoyed it. It's a different kind of butthurt, but you know.
Hey, thank you for
still
subscribing.
Still crying
to
at the end of it, so whatever.
Yeah, make sure you lube up before playing that game.
Oh, my God. And by lube up, we mean take a couple shots so your feelings aren't
bad. Yeah. That's awesome.
Emotional lube.
It's liquor.
Make sure, make sure you take some emotional lube.
Oh, my gosh.
The Aftermess, thank you so much. We'll see you on the next one. Hopefully in a week from today's podcast. We'll be doing a live one. We'll let you know locations and time, so stay tuned. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, 5:30 to 10 on your radio.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.